The Sidekick Ball, created by Opalsong. Once upon a time, there was a young girl named Uraraka Ochiko, and she dreamed about marrying a prince. When she was very young, she dreamed about marrying a prince because, well, that's a little girl's dream, and it's kind of what society tells little girls to want to do, but also because she genuinely wanted to marry a prince. Because then you get to wear, like, fancy clothes and stuff, and it seems so nice. And then as she got older, she wanted to marry a prince because princes are rich, yo, theoretically, and they could help her out there. They had money, she needed money. This sounded great. She actually seriously considered going to one of those finishing schools and, trying to snag a prince as, plan A to help her parents out with their business. But she considered it less realistic than becoming a mid-tier hero and being able to use her powers to help her parents' construction company. So she went that route. Only then she actually got into the top school and is looking to be one of the top heroes, and that's kind of blowing her mind. Anyway, scroll a bunch of years into the future, and Ochiko, well, she's never quite gotten rid of that marry a prince thing way back in her hindbrain, and wanting to be a princess. And so she's a sidekick, a pretty prominent sidekick at this point. She's almost ready to go onto her own, to be her own person, her own hero, to stop being a sidekick and move on to be her own full-fledged hero. But before she does that, there is the sidekick ball, which is a ball thrown by all the heroes. It's on their dime, and it's to thank all the sidekicks for their hard work throughout the year. It happens once a year. All the local heroes pool together funds. There's generally a sidekick ball in pretty much every major city, and all the sidekicks get together and partay. And Ochiko, well, she and her hero are back in Tokyo, so she's looking forward to seeing all of her friends, and all of her friends are actually, like, everybody happens to be in Tokyo, and so she's really excited, and she goes, and she tries on a whole bunch of different dresses, and finally finds one that she really, really likes, and it's on sale, which is it's so exciting. And so then she goes, and, well, her classmates have grown up, and Ochiko's a little overwhelmed, because they're all so good looking, all of the ones that made it, and wow. She's busy sort of staring dazedly at Miriya when someone barrels into her from the side and yells at her, and she would know that voice anywhere, and yep, sure enough, Bakugo. Only, she's still the same person she was in high school. She's just maybe more that person. And, she yells back. She's also had maybe a couple of drinks at this point. And, somehow it ends up in makeouts. And then somehow it ends up with her back at his place, or him back at her place, or both several times over the next little while they're both stationed in Tokyo. And Ochiko's inner little romantic who wanted a prince is kind of appalled, because Bakugo is nothing like a prince. But Ochiko just keeps assuming it'll end, and it just keeps not ending, and he actually respects her and treats her well and has seemed to get over his thing with Midoriya, and yeah. She's bewildered, but they live happily ever after. The end. Happy holidays, CC Rambles.